This guy could go viral, man. He needs to be more on TikTok.
Yeah, bro, you really do.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same shit every time. I told, you know, I'm really close with Russ, and when I got serious about TikTok 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
So think about if I'm telling you now how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I was like, da-da-da-da-da-da. He was like, yeah. And then fucking he did it, and what happened? He had his first, like, it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very real. You have to push him, like. Yeah. Like every day, bother the fuck out of them.
YouTube Shorts, everything. We were just talking about it.
Honestly, like, yeah. There's just like almost no reason. It's free fame. Mm. The fuck are people not taking it for?
Yeah.
It's free fucking fame.
That's real.
Like, think about that.
I'm on TikTok.
You know, you got to. Yeah. You got to. And you got to put out shit. I also think it's, if I had the skills, I'd be trying out little hooks in content, see if people fuck with it, and then make the song. Mm. Don't get it twisted. People don't really realize how Lil Nas X became a quadrillionaire. He fucking hacked it social media style.
Yes, he did.
He did?
I was watching it in real time. When
exactly.
He was going by the name Maserati X.
Yes. So people don't know. Like, it's been lost in history now. I'm telling you right now. You think about how many things you think.
Yeah.
Creatively. Mm-hmm. 90% of it never sees Earth.
True.
The fuck's it sitting in your head for? Get it the fuck out. You got a little hook that you laugh with that you're not sure what to do with it? You're stuck on it? Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Put it out as a little 8-second thing on TikTok. See what people do with it. Then be like, oh shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of trying to force it. People try to force. You know, I've been around music long enough. Even like my friends that sucked at it in college. I would see how they worked it though. They'd have one line that they were obsessed with.
Yeah.
And they just try to fucking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now that we have all this, it's like, fuck it. If you have a fire line, just put that out. Put a beat behind, do something, dance with it. Especially, I agree, especially with the way you roll. Mm-hmm. Like, make a visual that it makes it funny too, and then see.
Yeah.
You gotta put out more shit on social. Bro. You need to put out like 3 TikToks a day. A day. And I'm being nice, because you know 4 is usually my go-to number.
Man, he's giving you a break. Shit, you're relaxed.
You're missing free fame.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about like testing things last night with the podcast we were doing last night, and I tell them
it's,
how
it's, we and you know what's funny? It's and people you overthink. It's not even testing. It's like put shit out.
Yeah.
It's like being a comedian. Like comedians, like go and try shit out. They're not. They're testing it by fucking doing it.
Yeah. That's what we.
By the way, you're testing it. One TikTok. That's gonna get more listens than a whole fucking badass song on fucking SoundCloud or Spotify. There's real fucking eyes and ears out there. All right, I gotta go to this shit, but I wanted to give some love.
Man, Gary, for real, thank you.
Let's get this photo real quick. Of course, my man, anytime. It's good to see you again.
Great to see you.
Yeah, really nice meeting you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's here.
Yeah. Let's get this quick flick.
No, this is sick, because Chris was just saying how you're such a big inspiration, man. He knows all the shit we're doing.
I do.
My man.
Look at one of the guys from Chris's page, man.
Can you get one of those V-Friend shirts, bro?
100%. Hook them up. Okay. All right, fellas.
My man. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.